be joined this week on iHeartRadio on the Tech of Sports by Sarah Ansbury. She's in charge of pickleball here at Palmetto Dunes, and we're sitting in a tennis center, was what it's called, but there's lots of signs around that say pickleball center as well, too. So I know Palmetto Dunes has gone all in with pickleball, and you're leading the charge.
Yeah, on one side, basically on one side of the area, it says Palmetto Dunes Pickleball Center, and on the other half, it says Palmetto Dunes Tennis Center. And so, and we're to the left of us, we're in construction for 8 more pickleball courts. We have 16 right now, and then we're adding 8 more, so we'll have 24 by the end of the year.
So that's unprecedented, pretty much, for a tennis center to go that deep into pickleball. What's kind of the thought behind that?
You know, the numbers itself, you kind of can't argue with it. When you take out a tennis court, you see this all across the country. You see a lot of tennis centers converting, but
converting part of, you know, a small part of
their... It's a different kind of commitment because it's a different than tennis. You have a lot of technical things are completely different. So you do need someone that knows how to run a pickleball program. You can't just throw a tennis pro into a pickleball concept. And from numbers wise, I mean, so that we have 16 total courts in front of us right now. It used to be 4 total tennis courts. So when you're looking at, you know, you could take 1 pickleball court and 1 tennis court and turn it into 4 pickleball courts. I mean, just the numbers itself, you say a lot. A big reason that I came here and stayed here, when I first met the director, John Kerr, he was all in, and the facility was all in, and they were ready for it to take off, and so I knew that this was the place to be, so that we could keep growing. And the tennis staff is on board, too, which is a lot of times you'll have tennis and pickleball kind of not get along. there is a lot of that, but, the head pro here this morning, we were kind of joking around that we like to kind of make fun of each other, you know, and make a rivalry, but there's not. We get along, we support each other, and that's amazing for a facility to have such cohesiveness on the staff.
What about the players? Are there players that play both tennis and pickleball, or are they choosing sides?
Absolutely. I mean, there definitely are some that kind of give up on it a little bit, but you do see more that do both. I think that when you have them both in the same facility, it makes it easier to play both. I think if you have to go somewhere else to play pickleball, it might actually draw away from your tennis. We actually tend to get more golfers quitting golf than tennis players quitting tennis.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a weird number, right? But it's just the time, the socialness, and it's less expensive.
Does that also say something about the demographics of people here at Palmetto Dunes, that they are maybe of the age where pickleball is more of a easier on their body, more of an easier option for them, and still get great exercise?
Yeah, you have having a smaller court, a smaller paddle, it's a lighter paddle, so it's not as, you know, when you have a 27-inch racket, you're having to swing, you know, in a huge court. That does take a lot out of your body. It is different. The tendency is they'll play for hours, which is crazy to me. But you do have a huge 50-plus community. That's actually where pickleball really grew in the United States, in 50-plus communities. So, a big part of what I like is seeing it in tennis facilities where you're also getting the younger demographic and not just limiting to a 50-plus community.
And with Sarah Ansbury here from Palmetto Dunes, also more economical pickleball?
Yeah.
Where do you stand on that?
You know, it's less expensive to play. Memberships are less expensive overall. You don't have to restring a racket. So I think that's a big thing, cost effectiveness. You could have 1 or 2 paddles and they'll last you a couple years. I mean, you're going to re-grip them, but you're not going through having to do something every couple months to upkeep your equipment.
Also a good sign that colleges and universities are having pickleball as intramural programs now. Is that the next kind of frontier for it? How far are we away from, maybe an NCAA sport or someday an Olympic sport?
I think, you know, our biggest priority is absolutely getting it into universities so it can eventually get to the Olympics. I have friends that coach at D1 schools that are having their players actually on their D1 tennis teams playing pickleball for cross training and baseball teams as well. So we are seeing a lot of more intramural clubs, which is fantastic. And I think, you know, within the next 5 to 7 years, I think it's reasonable to look at actually being a varsity sport for NCAA. And ideally, that's how we are going to get it to the Olympics, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a path for it.
Yes.
And the numbers so far have been better than other sports that have become Olympic sports.
Yeah.
So, and it's not just for the over 55.
Yeah.
Where are we at with younger kids, even in college, getting started? Our parents are buying into it? Or are they saying, let's do tennis, there's more options right now?
Well, a lot of them are actually doing both. You're seeing that a lot in juniors. A lot of the coaches I have a lot of coaches that I work with that they actually have their tennis kids play pickleball to learn their social skills, to learn how to play doubles, so that they actually improve their tennis game.
Okay.
You're also seeing a lot, and that's why having tennis facilities like this add pickleball, because we're used to having junior programs, which makes it more accessible. If we keep it within the 50-plus communities, then kids won't be able to play.
Right.
So we definitely are seeing that more and more. We're having a junior development throughout the country. At Nationals, we have a junior event. It's filling quite a bit. We intend, actually, here at Palmetto Dunes, we're planning to work with the USAPA, our pickleball organization, on making a junior development location. So our goal is to have a couple of junior tournaments here in the next couple of years.
So do you kind of lay it out like tennis? Are there clinics? Are there mixers? Are there round robins? Do you use a lot of the same terms as tennis?
Somewhat. I mean, there are a lot of similarities. And again, that's a huge reason why having a tennis facility is so important, because we're used to running programs. We're used to running.
People are familiar with those terms.
Yeah. We, on our tennis side, we have something called the stroke of the day. Well, on our pickleball side, we call it the daily dose. So it's a little bit different, because it is a little bit, we do have more organized play. We have more, it's not like tennis where most people come up and reserve a court. They want that open play where they're coming up and they're getting organized. It's much more social. We have, since I have been here in the last year and a half, we've added daily programming for different levels, and it's growing and growing, and we're getting more people getting used to that, which is what we need in growth. So they're not just coming on playing, but they're actually improving. So there are definitely a lot of things that we use on our tennis side, but there are definitely there are some different concepts in that at the same time.
What about you, someone who plays pickleball competitively and travels and takes it very seriously? Are those avenues growing too? Are there more opportunities on the competitive or elite side as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think the last few years we're seeing a lot more money coming into it. When I first started playing pickleball, I was one of the first sponsored players. That is such a common thing now in the last 5 years. We are getting more money. I was just in Wichita, and that was the biggest prize pot in pickleball we've had, and that was $10,000 for gold split. We usually get nowhere near that. Mm-hmm. I don't see in the next couple of years it being me being able to make a living off of playing, but in the future we will, in the next few years after that, probably when my body's probably not able to do it anymore. But we are getting there. We're getting more sponsors, getting bigger sponsors, bigger companies that are willing to spend the money and willing to invest in the sport of pickleball.
And are there pockets of the country where pickleball is more popular than others?
Absolutely.
What have you found with that?
Well, I'm from the West Coast, and on the West Coast it's much more organized. It's been there for a lot longer. I'm from Oregon. Washington is where it was invented. California has got a very strong. Arizona, Utah, that whole portion of the country. So it's a big reason actually why I chose to come to the East Coast, was because it's growing so, so quickly on the East Coast. But what we have is the tendency for a lot of people to come out and kind of play it like mini tennis, mm-hmm. and it is very different. So, we are seeing more on the East Coast, the Northeast, this area, especially Florida. Those pockets are getting bigger on this side of the country.
Great. Good. All good news to hear. If people want to find out more about pickleball here at Palmetto Dunes, where should they go?
You can go onto our website at palmettodunes.com. We have a Facebook page, Palmetto Dunes Pickleball. Any of those things on social media, you'll find our schedules and our memberships all available.
Great. Great luck with the pickleball program here, and a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks so much. I was doing an interview!